Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Now that's John chapter 6, 53 through 56. Jesus sets before those who were following him his real purpose in coming to earth. He was going to suffer for the sins of the world. His flesh would be broken, and his blood would be shed upon the cross. He was going to pour out his life for mankind. He would provide the way that our forgiveness could be satisfied before the Father in heaven. But for those who heard his speech in the synagogue in Capernaum that day, it was not acceptable. They could not imagine how they could literally take of his flesh and blood. But we know the rest of the story. They were living before he died. They were living before Jesus instituted the memorial supper, where we partake of the unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine in his memory. Many of those who had been following Jesus turned away that day and refused to follow him any longer, saying that his teaching was too hard.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice,
knowing it's the least that I can do.
Make my life a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
When many of those who had followed him turned away and would not follow him anymore, Jesus asked the chosen 12 if they would leave him as well. And their answer was that where would they go? He was the one who had the words of eternal life. And they confessed their faith that he was the Holy One of God. Every Sunday, the church meets to worship the Holy One of God. We come together to sing our songs of praise to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we claim in our songs God's great love for us and the great gift of grace that has been given us through Jesus. We offer our prayers to the Father above, and we express our gratitude to him for the blessings that we receive. And we offer our prayers on behalf of those who have needs in their lives. We bring a portion of our blessings and return it back to the Lord as we are taught to support the ministries of the church through our free will offerings. During our meetings, we hear the Word of God. It is read and explained. It is preached to all who attend our assemblies. We find the Word to edify our souls. And we take that Word and we let it bless us as we live for Him. Our fellowship allows us to know one another better and to know each other's needs. And through that fellowship, we can gain insight as to how we can minister to each other. And at the center of our worship is our communion service, where we share in taking the bread and the cup of the Lord. This we do in memory of Jesus, taking on the cross and dying for our sins. We give thanks to him for his suffering. We remember his pain. We recall his own words as he shared the memorial feast with his chosen disciples at that Passover meal before he went to the cross. It is at this time that we, in faith, partake of his flesh and blood by sharing in the unleavened bread, which is what Jesus used at the Passover meal, and the wine or grape juice that Jesus shared with his disciples. I've heard many discussions about the Lord's Supper through the years of my life, and I remember sitting in church services when the communion was passed. First, the bread is shared, and then the cup in the same manner that Jesus did that night at the Passover meal. Most of the discussions have been about some of the mechanics of observing this supper, and I know it must be done in an orderly and decent manner. But for some, so much of the rest of the traditions have distracted me from the Lord's special feast. The Apostle Paul writes to the church in the city of Corinth, and he tells them that the way and manner of their partaking of the communion was not healthy for them. He points to their divisions and how they did not share in the supper in a worthy manner with everyone. He describes them as weak, sick, and some had spiritually fallen asleep. His purpose was to transform their ways and to partake of the flesh and blood of the Lord so that they would live eternally, glorifying the Lord in remembering him. I am so very thankful that the communion services among those with whom I have worshiped has been a significant part of worship. Efforts are made to make certain all who desire to honor Jesus are served. The thoughts and intentions of the heart are well prepared by songs especially chosen for communion and words of meditation. This is what the Lord Jesus meant by our partaking of his flesh and his blood. It is to be a constant experience so that we do not forget what the Lord has done for us. Our spirits are refreshed. We give honor to him, honor and praise that is due his precious name. And I am so thankful that this sharing in the Lord has been such a wonderful blessing for me. I pray that all who seek the Lord today, that this will be a spiritual blessing that brings new life into your heart and soul.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.